Chapter 3, The Stunning Breakthrough. Wrong? Our assumptions are all wrong? What? You asked me to help you discover which activities created the greatest spiritual growth, Eric began. But the data told us that involvement in church activities does not predict greater spiritual growth. We found people who aren't very involved at Willow who have a deep love for others and God. And we found people who are very much involved in everything your church offers, whose lives are not characterized by love, and vice versa. Simply put, involvement in stuff at your church just does not predict someone's love of God or love of others. Looking at our shocked expressions, he tried to offer a bit of encouragement. We did see some movement as people went from low to high involvement, but it's tiny. I think we're looking at some of this wrong. I rapidly cycled through three reactions. First, that helped explain why I was so tired. We had to get people involved in everything at church just to see any movement in their hearts. That took a lot of work. Second, I thought perhaps we were just ineffective. Maybe other churches had better or different results. But while I knew we had room to improve, I also knew we did things really well, so much so that thousands of church leaders visited Willow each year to learn how we did things. The third thought, which came so quickly it surprised me, was the possibility that our activity-based strategy for spiritual growth was all wrong, just like Eric suggested. Eric asked for more time to make sense of the data, which I gladly gave him, since at that point I didn't know what to think or how to behave as a leader in a local church. We now knew what didn't work. Church activity did not lead to intimacy with God or to becoming a more loving person. But what did move people closer to God? 6 weeks later, Eric returned with the bold declaration, "I think we found something." Eric told us that how long someone had been a Christian didn't matter. Age, gender, church attendance, since childhood, all that didn't matter. But what did? A single question on the survey, which simply asked, "How important is Jesus to you?" That one-